Welcome to A Spiro Life. Today is January 1st, 2011. I cannot believe I'm saying 2011. We are entering a year four. This year we're going to see that the themes in our life revolve around structures, relationships, organization, work, how we interact with all of those things. We're going to see a lot of changes in our structure this year, and it's going to be another amazing and I'm sure action-packed year. I'd like to thank the listeners today for all your feedback. I've gotten incredible feedback and suggestions about who to interview and topics you want to hear about. And all I can say is please keep that information coming. I really appreciate it, and it just helps to make this show better all the time. I want to invite you to go to my website, www.aspirolifestyle.ca, for workshops that I'm going to be doing this year and any information or contact information if you'd like to reach me there. Today I'm excited because I was introduced to Jana Shiloh from a reader who emailed me about the work that she's doing, and we've had the opportunity to sit down and talk about the work that she does. And any time we can self-empower ourselves as healers, I get excited about that. Jana has been a practicing homeopathy and researching it and then blending it into her new book that she's been working on, Heart Fusion, The Magic of Imprinting Water. Of course, it's using Dr. Emoto's work and I never say this word right, but Dr. Krasovic, his research with water and healing. And Jana's going to share with us today what she has learned and how she's working with people to help them heal trauma and work through their negative emotional constructs. So, Jana, thank you so much for taking the time today. It's taken us a little bit to get this interview together, and I know you've had a lot going on with your book, so welcome.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you. I want to start by just your 30 years, your past 30 years of doing this kind of research has been so interesting when you're talking to me and telling me about all of this stuff. Can you just share with the listeners a little bit about how you got to this point in your career?
Yes. Well, you know, it all started, as you say, 30 years ago, back in 81, with an experience I had which led me into homeopathy. I had been living in a spiritual community in an ashram for 6 years and also had been married for 14. And suddenly it was just time to leave there, and the universe really created some pretty dramatic situations to make that clear to me. And I suddenly found myself in Boulder, Colorado, with what looked like, and which turned out to be a marriage that was breaking up, and just with two people that I knew in the whole world in Boulder, which was a big shift from living with a community on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
So emotionally, I was pretty much of a basket case, and I would have to say usually I'm fairly even,
mm-hmm.
but I was crying. I didn't know what was next in my life. You know, everything had shifted and everything was open on the horizon, and I didn't know where I was going. So someone told me that there was a chiropractor. My back was out in addition to everything else. Who was a chiropractor who did something that she couldn't pronounce that was natural. So I went to see him, and he turned out to be one of the few early doctors who were studying with a man by the name of George Vitvolkis, who's a classical homeopath from Greece. And George Vitvolkis would come in once a month and teach a class, and they would all go. I had never heard of the word homeopathy. I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down, and he started asking me all these questions about my life and what was going on and how I felt. And it was really something unexpected for me. And I told him everything for an hour and a half. I cried. I talked and I cried. And when I finished, he looked at me and he said, "I have something that will, I think will help you." And I couldn't really believe, I mean, I couldn't imagine anything that could have helped me in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a nice man, and he had taken all this time with me, and he disappeared and came back and threw a few white pills in my mouth and told me to come back in 2 weeks. And then I was on the street. I didn't know what had happened. He didn't explain anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't set up for what you would call a positive placebo experience.
Right.
Well, this man is a nice man. He took an interest in me. He cracked my back at the end. And now, you know, here I am again, dealing with the pain and the fear and everything that was up for me. But over the next couple of weeks, my pain and emotional fear level started dropping, and I started being able to sleep, and I stopped crying so much. And by the time I went back to see him, I felt like I was really coming back to myself again. And I was so impressed that I had made this inner vow that I had to learn about this thing, whatever it was. And I guess the universe was in, you know, I was in harmony with the universe, because after I talked to him about how I was doing well, he asked me if I would like to work for him. And that was a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because Boulder is a hard place to find jobs. And then he said, but if you do work for me, there's only one condition, and that is you have to come to my classes on homeopathy that I'm giving, because I want you to be able to speak with my patients about it.
Really?
And so instantly it was, you know, everything was handed to me on a silver platter, a job, you know, rebalancing of my whole being, and an education, and that's how it all started.
And your boat pointed in the proper direction.
It did. In a way I never could have imagined.
But when you were saying about, you know, normally you're a fairly stable person, and, you know, you're going through this crisis for the most part of this emotional mm-hmm. period in your life. I mean, I think that is, regardless of what path you're on, you know, we all can go through these experiences that kind of shake us to the core. In retrospect, we see how, you know, important they've been in our lives. But as we're going through them, you know, if we can have something that just helps us in the healing, helps to accelerate the healing process, that's a blessing.
It's a total blessing. And you know, that's something with the whole New Age community when they're saying, oh, everything has to be in the flow and it has to be easy. No, not always. Sometimes these things come along that really challenge us. And in retrospect, we say, oh, thank God, somebody knew more than I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but at the time, it feels like nothing's going right. And, you know, you feel it like almost like a failure at times.
And we never change when things are good. We always need a little bit of a shake-up in order to move in a new direction.
Right, that way.
Well, I mean, that whole process then led you, I mean, you worked with that energy of homeopathy. You grew your knowledge with that. And you and I have discussed a story, and I've read it in your book, too, that I want you to share with the listeners about white buffalo and the white buffalo essence and working with that energy, because I was really taken with that part of the book. So can you talk a little bit about that story?
Sure. Actually, I'd just like to backtrack a little bit, because most people don't know how the process of homeopathy really works,
mm-hmm.
and how it really works on an emotion, just a profound emotional level, not just on a physical level.
Okay.
Which you might think if you go into a health food store and you see these little bottles that are, or little tubes that are labeled for headache and stress and that kind of thing, which their labels are really pretty misleading, by the way. But anyway, the idea in homeopathy is that we're treating like with like. We're taking a substance
mm-hmm.
that's been known to create a certain kind of emotional and physical imbalance in a healthy person if they take it too much. And anything can throw us off balance. You know, if you ate too many bananas, you would get sick. It just,
mm-hmm.
everything has to be in moderation. So we find out how a particular substance works when it actually can throw people off balance. And then we take that substance and we turn it into an energetic, where there's nothing left of the original substance. It's just a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And we reflect that frequency back to the individual who's out of balance.
Right.
And what that really does is it stimulates our whole being. And in the book, I refer to it as our energetic matrix, because it's more than the body and the mind even. It's everything. It stimulates a reaction, a self-regulation, as it were,
mm-hmm.
to correct itself. So homeopathy is one of the few modalities that really uses our own healing abilities to kick in and do the work for us, instead of telling our bodies, oh, you shouldn't be doing this or you shouldn't be doing that. We let the body actually self-regulate and heal itself that way, physically and emotionally. So that, and I think that's a really important point in, you know, as we go through this process and we're talking about the heart fusion process, because it incorporates that concept. So
would a good analogy be, because we're talking about frequency, mm-hmm. would a good analogy be that sometimes, I mean, I use this in numerology many times about different frequencies and tuning into your particular radio station, and sometimes when we're out of balance, there's a lot of static going on in our
mm-hmm.
lives. So does homeopathy help us get on our particular station so that we're clear and, you know, we're transmitting in a complete and whole way? Is that a good way? Would that be a good analogy?
It's a very good analogy, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it really brings us back to our original, you know, who we really are. Behind the static.
Well, exactly. Okay, so before we get on to White Buffalo, then I have another question leading to this. So when we're talking about homeopathy, I know it is the principle behind it that it's the emotions primarily, the thoughts, the emotions that create the physical, or does it work because it looks at the mind, body, and spirit, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to know which comes first, the chicken or the egg. It depends
mm-hmm.
on the person. I mean, you know, on the one hand, everything starts on an energetic level.
Right.
It translates into the physical.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, physical conditions certainly create more emotional imbalance,
mm-hmm.
too, in, you know, when you have to deal with a lot of physical issues. And so it kind of goes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty with homeopathy is that in the, whatever is going on in the person, and we don't need a diagnosis necessarily when we're working with people, but whatever is going on with the person creates a certain energetic imprint and holding pattern.
Right.
And sometimes it's very hard to get out of that holding pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's almost impossible without some other intervention on some level. And so the homeopathy is really the kind of cleanest, most direct way of doing that, of actually, again, stimulating the body-mind energetic matrix to heal itself, to come back into balance, because it does it better than anybody.
Right. It's our brilliant computer. So if you had three people lined up in front of you that had high blood pressure issues, they might be originating, they could be, the situation creating that is unique to each of the individuals. Is that what homeopathy looks at as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you could have 10 people, for example, with hepatitis,
mm-hmm.
and you would need to give each one a different remedy.
Right, because you have to get the full background of what went on prior to that illness
exactly.
showing up, right?
Right.
Which is what we've in some ways lost in modern medicine. I mean, you know, modern medicine obviously has its place for all of us,
mm-hmm.
but the uniqueness of treating, you know, the individual rather than the one unique symptom, that's kind of what we've, you know, gotten away from, because there are so many layers to who we are as people and what's going on all different levels of ourselves that we really need to take into consideration. So I've looked at homeopathy myself. I think it's a brilliant practice. There's so many wonderful healing modalities out there, and homeopathy, for me, I've used it with my children and in my life, and it's something that I do. I resonate with. I've seen how it's shifted things, and from there, I want to jump into your story,
right,
because
right.
I think it's an important example of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, so that, you know, the whole process of my connection with the white buffalo was an interesting one, because my initial desire was to go up. Well, I live in Sedona, and we had they've since moved, but we had a couple moved to town, well, to Flagstaff, with one white buffalo that had been born to them.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, pure DNA tested white buffalo. It wasn't beefalo. It wasn't an albino. And I was excited about the idea of getting some of the white buffalo milk, because she was pregnant, to make a homeopathic remedy from, and then research it to find out what it would create and what it would cure. So I went up there to ask them if they could save some for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know me at the time or anything about homeopathy. They thought I was a little crazy. And they said, "Lady, you know, these are wild animals. We don't milk our buffalo." But so I was really disappointed with that. But they kindly offered a little bit of the shed fur from this pregnant white buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I graciously accepted it, thinking, well, this isn't what I want. Because
right.
in homeopathy, we have a number of milk remedies from animals. But as I held that fur, it started heating up in my hand and started pulsating.
Wow.
And I realized, my God, there really is something in here that's very special.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to send it into a pharmacy to have it turned into a remedy. It's quite time-consuming and difficult to take a substance that's not soluble and turn it into a remedy.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, is a substance that can imprint water, basically.
Right.
So I decided to send it off to them. And then, of course, the high potencies have been made that take quite a number of days for the really high ones. So I sent it in, and they made it up for me. And sent it back, and I was about to, you know, take it and take it over and over, which is the way we do things, until I went off balance. I was going to use myself as a guinea pig to start with, and then expand out and see if I could find some friends who would like to participate.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it back, and it was at a point in my life when I had gone through my second divorce, and I had come through the worst of the grief part of it, but I wasn't really in a place of joy at
right.
that point. And so I got the remedy, and I sat down in the evening and got really quiet, went into a meditation to start my experience, and took a dose of it with a friend, actually, who had come by. And all of a sudden, my heart opened into the most incredible joy and gratitude and love, and I really felt white buffalo calf woman come into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this wasn't what I was expecting, but I was really happy to receive it. And it started me on a quest, because as I shared this with other people, instead of people feeling like they were creating what we call approving and going a little off balance and different symptoms coming up, people just went into joy and openness, and it was great for meditation, ceremonies, and things like that. And
mm-hmm.
I proceeded to research it for quite a number of years with large groups of people, friends of mine, patients, and pretty much everybody felt a similar kind of thing. The story, do we have time for me to mention
the
story?
We do, absolutely. It's interesting. Keep going.
Okay. Well, the story behind the white buffalo is very interesting. The Lakota have this recount this story in of their history, and of course it's handed down verbally, so you may read it in slightly different versions in different places, since they didn't commit it to writing. But the basic story is that there were two hunters who from the Lakota tribe who had gone out looking for buffalo, and it was at a time when the fall was coming, it was getting cold, they had not been able to find buffalo, and the tribe was hungry and needed more buffalo skins and all of that. So the tribe was there was a lot of conflict going on between other tribes and within the tribe because of the kinds of stresses that they were all experiencing. So these two hunters went out, and all of a sudden, in the distance, they saw a beautiful woman approaching them.
Mm-hmm.
And the first hunter was very interested in her and wanted to run up to her. He thought she was very beautiful, and he was very attracted to her. And the second hunter said, I think we should wait. There's something very unusual about this woman. Let's just wait here and let her approach us. But the first one didn't listen and went running up to her, and they were engulfed in a little dirt twister.
Right.
And when the dust settled, she was standing there with a pile of ashes next to her feet.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the second hunter started feeling a lot of fear because he thought he was next. And she said, no, she said, you recognized me for who I was. This man had many desires, and they were all fulfilled within a few moments, and this is what was left.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, if you take me to your village, I'll help your people. So he did that. And in the process, she gave them a number of ceremonies, and the two that we're the most familiar with, one of them is the sweat lodge, and the other one is the pipe ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those ceremonies really involve bringing people into their hearts and being able to speak to each other from their hearts. And she gave them these ceremonies to help them come into a greater harmony in the community and help to deal with the conflicts that were going on. So they were very taken with her, and at a certain point she said, well, it's time for me to leave. And they said, well, are you coming back? And she said, I'll come back to this earth when the earth is in darkness and chaos. And I will come as the form of a white buffalo so that everyone will know that there is still hope.
Mm-hmm.
And then she walked away, and she led them. As she walked away, she turned into all the different colors of the different races as a buffalo. And then she led them to a herd of buffalo and disappeared. And they claim that this woman came from the Star Nations.
Mm-hmm.
And actually from the Pleiades. So it's very interesting because, just as an aside, I was invited to Holland to an international homeopathic conference where we researched this remedy by doing a process of grinding, where you grind the hair into milk sugar over a period of time, quite a number of hours. And we did this over the course of 5 days. Nobody knew what they were grinding.
Mm-hmm.
They just knew that we just had this process. And every day people would report what they had experienced, what they had felt. And the interesting thing was there were a few people who actually said, I don't think this substance comes from this planet.
Wow.
So they were actually picking up on it. And everybody had feelings of gratitude and love and all the things that I had seen all along with people using it. So it led me to see that we can use these frequencies in a way that is also not homeopathic, meaning we're not treating like with like. We're introducing a frequency that gets amplified in the individual, because it's a harmonious frequency, there's no need for self-regulation. It's just a way of amplifying a harmonious frequency that already exists within us.
It sounds like it brings out our beingness. I mean, what we are, what our true essence is. It just alivens it, or you know, helps us to get in touch with it. And every time I hear that story about White Buffalo, it always gives me goosebumps. And one thing I want to point out is on your website, you have created that essence. That sacred essence that people can buy if they like, can't they?
Yes, and it's something I really encourage. I really have wanted to share because it has a lot of healing abilities or potential, not just even emotionally, but also we've discovered on a physical level. If I were to use one word for it, I would say use the word expansion. It just really opens the heart, opens the muscles, opens the bloodstream. And when there's pain, there's always contraction.
Mm-hmm.
And we discovered that it really works on a physical level, too, with pulled muscles and things like that.
Very good.
Yeah, and we put it in the form of a spray. Mm-hmm. And I use all of these things now in the form of a spray because it instantly goes into the aura, the energetic field, which is where change happens first,
mm-hmm.
as well as affecting the physical body, being able to spray it on a painful knee or, you know, a pulled muscle or something like that.
Very good. Very good. Okay, let's jump into your book and we can talk more about this because this kind of parlays with your research that you've done on water and working with homeopathic energy, and your book, Heart Fusion, The Magic of Imprinting Water. Talk a little bit about the research you've done around water and how, you know, it's developed into this book and this practice and so on that you're really finding so successful in your practice right now.
Well, you know, I'm so excited about this because all of my years of experience in homeopathy has proven to me daily the power of homeopathy and the magic of homeopathy, the instantaneous results that we often get with homeopathy. But homeopathy is a challenge. I mean, it's a lifelong pursuit. There's new remedies coming out all the time. There's layers and layers to each remedy. You have to be, you know, have a lot of experience and be really good to be able to use that modality. So it aside from first aid and maybe a little bit around some acute illnesses, most people don't have access to the power of the principles of homeopathy.
Right.
So that's why I'm so excited about this process, because it is putting power back in the hands of the people. I was very excited when Emoto's work first came out, and most, probably all of your listeners know about it, but just in case they don't, Dr. Masaru Emoto has actually shown that you can focus on water, which we knew as homeopaths was imprintable because that's what we do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the world didn't know that. And we didn't know that it was that someone could look at a pitcher of water or a glass of water and focus love, for example, and change the whole crystalline structure of the water.
Right.
And, of course, he did that by having people do this with different thoughts and freezing the water and then taking a slice of that ice and watching it under a microscope as it turns into a crystalline structure. So he also discovered that polluted water and people with angry thoughts and heavy metal music and things like that could actually destructure the water, so there was not a crystalline pattern in it.
Right.
And the water really looked pretty ominous when you looked at it under the microscope.
Mm-hmm.
So given that information, and I really encourage all your readers to go to his website and see the pictures, if they haven't already, of what he's done. Given that information, I realize that the energy of thoughts, of any emotion especially, had the power to imprint water in one way or another. Maybe not as a crystalline structure, maybe in one of those ominous patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was possible, then I got this idea that it was possible to actually turn that into a homeopathic remedy, using that principle of like curing like to reflect back to the body, mind, energetic matrix, how it needs to respond to self-correct. So I've done a lot of research with that, and also looked into structured water, which I know some people are aware of. Also, I have information about that on my website, where you can erase all other imprints of water onto the structured water. And just have a pure crystalline structure in there. And there are devices, and I have some of that on my website, that you can actually get to put into your house or under the sink or in your shower to be able to structure any water yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned about that. I learned I could start with water that was completely neutral in terms of any other energetic imprints, and that it was really possible to transfer an emotion into water.
Right.
And there's also what the mystery of water, I believe it is. It's a 90-minute film that you can find on the internet. And one of the things they mentioned there was that there were a group of scientists that met to discuss biological warfare and mm-hmm. ways to make it worse and worse. And they were all together at a table that had a pitcher of water. And the only thing that all of these scientists had in common, because they had all eaten at different places that day, was they were drinking this water. And as they spoke about more and more, you know, dangerous and terrible ways to influence water or influence biological warfare, mm-hmm. the water took that energy on, and all of them became violently ill.
Oh, my goodness.
So water, you know, we need to be aware of how we affect water. You don't want to have a pitcher of water in your kitchen and then have an argument with someone in that kitchen and go ahead and drink it, because it will pick up that frequency.
It just shows how connected everything is.
Absolutely.
I mean, we know that, but then when you cite those examples, it just, you know, it brings it all home. And when you're speaking about this, I can tell the listeners, I went through this experience with Jana, where I was having a situation in my life, and Jana had offered her services to use this technique, and it was incredible how it completely calmed me down. And I think at this stage in, you know, what's going on in the world, the more empowered we can become at this point in time, you know, just the stronger and the safer we will feel. And when you look at the techniques that you've outlined in this book that anybody can do, I mean, you have to understand what you're doing, and you've spent the years doing the research and building this into your practice. But when the book is so self-explanatory, and when you have the experience of actually sitting down, getting heart-centered, and doing what you recommend in the book, and then feeling the effects of it, and knowing that you can use this tool as a way to heal. In my case, it was an emotional issue, but, you know, you've outlined in the book many other situations where this has worked for your patients. I mean, I just think this is brilliant. This is something that everybody should really have, you know, at home, especially if they've got family or whatever the case is. If they're just interested in their own personal well-being, this is such a fundamental practice to have.
Yeah, and it's, again, the whole concept is something that's so underrated in both in science and, you know, in the regular world of healing. But the process basically involves being able to capture and work with an energetic that you would like to change in your life. And, you know, I had no idea that it was going to have such a powerful effect on the physical body, or it had that potential.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say with myself, I had made a remedy which really related a lot to the whole issue of the ultimate separation we have from God, or those moments when we feel disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And it had been very helpful for me and very powerful. But at that point, I was also going through a bad bout of sciatic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd had it for 6 months. It was pretty bad. And usually with my homeopathy, I could always treat it in the past. But this time it was completely unresponsive to what I was doing. And so one day I decided to use this on my back. And there are ways that I tell people in the book about how you can make this stronger and more powerful, and I did make it a lot more powerful, and I sprayed it on my back, and within a couple of days I had no pain, and it just blew me away because I had no idea that it would work on that level too.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot of potential. If you get the right emotion connected to the right physical issue, it has a lot of potential, you know, to be able to work on all levels. And, you know, we're all going through times of change now, and sometimes rather drastic changes in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just such a simple, incredible way of being able to handle those changes, you know, as you did, with a lot more ease and grace.
Well, let me ask you this, because this is a question that's coming up for me, and I'm sure for other people. You know, because there's so much shifting and changing going on in people's lives right now, how do you recommend with clients that they, because a lot of this, you know, is, I mean, it can have physical manifestations, but it's happening on an emotional level. So when there's a whole bunch of different things going on in your life and not just one thing that you can identify, how do you recommend to people that they get in touch with those core emotional issues? Do you have, you know, a format that you use with people just to help them narrow down what some of these things are?
I do. And, you know, when the book is just about available, probably by the time people hear this, they'll be able to order it. And my plan is to also have on the website a guided meditation to help people get in touch with this. I also explain in the book. But, you know, the deeper we can identify a core issue within ourselves, the more branches of different emotions that stem from that can be addressed as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I like people to go into a meditative state, and I lead them through in helping them to look for and identify a core emotion, usually from an early trauma,
mm-hmm.
that actually they can see the pattern, you know, of that emotion going through their life or that issue. So, for example, and again, I'll just use myself because I know myself best. But that whole issue of feeling that separation from God also translates into life in terms of abandonment. And a lot of things can trigger that feeling for me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be a breakup. It could be, you know, something happening in an interpersonal relationship. It could be just the fact that I'm on my own at this point in my life. Different things will trigger it.
Right.
And I found that that when I spray myself with this remedy that I have made, this heart fusion that I have made from this issue, that I suddenly go into a place of feeling really whole and complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then the issue of abandonment just melts away.
Right.
Because the other side of it, it would be a sense of feeling whole and complete within myself. And so that's one example. I did have a client who had an interesting situation. She had a pattern in her life where she saw that she would start things with great enthusiasm and exuberance and put a lot of energy into them, and then suddenly, partway through, she would just stop. Mm-hmm. And all of her interest would go away, and she would never complete the project. But she said, but I don't know what emotion is related to that. So we went back in time in a light, kind of meditative state. And she actually instantly remembered something that she hadn't thought of in years, which was when she was she was in fourth grade, and she really had to go to the bathroom. And she raised her hand, and she said she just had a teacher who was very unsympathetic and just wouldn't acknowledge her. And she finally couldn't stand it anymore, and her bladder just automatically gave way.
Mm-hmm.
And she wet the floor. And, in fourth grade, that's not a cool thing to do.
No, that's right.
Probably not even
that
in first grade.
For the rest of your schooling.
Well, it did. It did, because everybody made fun of her and laughed at her, and she just froze. This was a kid who was popular and living a well-adjusted kind of life in school. And suddenly everybody was laughing at her and making fun of her. And the same group followed her, it was the same class that followed her in the small town,
mm-hmm.
all the way into high school.
Right.
So her whole life turned in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, there was this, this pattern of being able to do things, being enthusiastic, whatever, and then suddenly something just stopping her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that moment of humiliation and fright and fear that that stopped her in fourth grade. And it was that same energy that had been imprinted in her body that was stopping her from then on in her life. And, who would think that would do it? But it did.
It's amazing to me when we look at, I'm like you, I can only use myself as an example, but how these moments in time that seem so fleeting or, you don't give them much thought really in the conscious mind, but in the subconscious they leave these energetic imprints that just impact, is like a domino effect that impacts so much of our lives. And the only way I've seen, and this is one thing I know that you stress, but the only way I see to really get in touch with this is you can't think about it, you have to feel it, and you have to get into that heart-centeredness. Because when you get to that heart-centeredness and state the intention that you want to clean this area of your life up, these little memories seem to, bubble up, and it's just amazing what comes up.
It is amazing. And what I've come to understand with this is that, well, of course, they say our body is 70% water, and that gets imprinted, and it seems to really stick. But it also creates an imprint in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
There's an energetic imprint in the whole field, and possibly in the whole body and all the water that we hold, but also in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the process of actually creating a heart fusion actually starts to change that imprint in the brain. It gives another direction. So when that woman thinks of that trauma or another situation like that that's happened in her life, it had automatically gone into that and everything stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And now, because the heart fusion has relaxed her and it's given her her brain, really, that pathway, a new way to go in relationship to that experience.
Well, when you're talking about the brain, I always have seen the brain, and I'm a Gemini, so my brain is a primary vehicle that I have to work with all the time. But I see this record going around and around and around, and sometimes when we have these energetic imprints, there's a little scratch on the record. So every time the needle goes around and hits that, it activates something. So would it be fair to say that the heart fusion kind of smooths out some of those scratches and moves our needle a little bit? Because that's what I think is fundamentally when we create these patterns. It's like the mind. I mean, I can visualize it going around and around, and I have to see myself, okay, skip the needle, get it in another groove. Move it.
Right. Well, we want to get it in a totally different new groove.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the whole process of experiencing the heart fusion and the state of, again, in a state of meditation, when I work with people privately, you know, we can get very specific in what's going on. When we have a workshop, it's a little more general, although the process is the same. I just can't talk to each person and say, well, what's going on and where are you? And, you know, people have to do a little bit more of their own work there. But I have people get in touch with these things, these issues, and then we go through the heart fusion process, and if they can either, you know, use a regular bottle, or often I'll send them a spray bottle, or they can buy a spray bottle somewhere, and then spray themselves when they're back in that state and feel the shift. Then I think you did, you know,
mm-hmm.
when we did that, maybe you would want to share a little bit of that, and then it's like a re-education of the whole body, mind, spirit, brain process.
Well, I mean, what I can share about it is the fact that when I spoke with Jana, you know, I felt fairly distraught. And luckily for me, she was free at the time, and we worked through this whole process. So I had the experience of kind of feeling the, you know, the depths of the emotional situation, and then creating this formula, so to speak, or a tincture, and working with that. And within, I would say, a couple of hours, I noticed a complete shift in my emotional body, which for me is remarkable because as an astrologer, I had the moon in the first house, so I can't hide my feelings, and that's often, you know, what I have to work through. So my emotions are right on the surface, and for good or for bad, that's just how I came in. But it's something that I continually work with, and I think what happened was what I witnessed it do was take the emotional charge out of things, out of what was going on. And when that happened, I could have a calm, rational conversation with the person that I was having this conflict with versus having my emotions bubble to the surface and not being able to express myself clearly. So not only did it give a calmness to my emotional body, that calmness allowed me to express myself in a way that I could be heard on the other side, which is something I'm continually working with. So it was a very powerful experience for me, and one that I realized I'm going to keep this formula close by, and I'm going to continue to work with this because I noticed such a dramatic change in what I experienced. And as I said, at the time, I was at a critical point where I was, you know, feeling emotionally kind of way out there. And so I had the experience of having it go from kind of acute, so to speak, to what I would call neutral. Because it really it took the charge out of everything, and you know, I was sold then and there with this whole technique. It really got me excited to work with it more. So,
oh, that's great. And you, mm-hmm. and you know, when we get triggered by anything in our life, it doesn't have so much to do with what's happening as it has to do with that cord that goes all the way back to something that we were triggered with in the same way. Same issue in our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, instead of speaking from the place of the, you know, upset emotional child, we can speak from a much more mature place, as you did when you were able to connect with that person.
But, Jana, what I want to say about that, too, is I, like most of the people listening, have what I would consider done a lot of work on myself. And even though I've done a lot of work on myself and gone back to some of those core issues, you know, and done releasing and healing and forgiveness work and you name it, I've done it. It still doesn't have the same, you know, I still was struggling with that undercurrent of emotional volatility. And when I took, this remedy that I had created, so it's my energy going into this remedy. When I took that remedy, it totally, it just totally neutralized everything. And with all the work I've done, I've experienced things where I've felt my heart's wide open and, I really am forgiving. And then down the road, but there'd be something and there'd be another blip, and I'd think, oh my gosh, I haven't. But in this case, it really calmed things down, and that's why I was so excited about it.
Yeah, and it's something that you have that you can go back to if you need to at any time, and that's what's exciting to me, is there's something, physical that you can do, that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And these things come up that will really instantaneously shift
mm-hmm.
the whole process that's going on.
Absolutely. And Jana, I'm looking at our time and I see we're running out of time, and I'm sorry because I know we could talk a little bit longer, but can you please share with people how they can get in touch with you and how they can buy this fabulous book that you've just written?
Well, thank you. Yeah, the name of the book again is Heart Fusions, The Magic of Imprinting Water.
Mm-hmm.
And they can contact me through my website, which is HealthRays, that's RAYS, healthrays.com. They can also email me at info@heartrays.com and order it, through email, on the phone, through the website. And it will also be available through Amazon and all, but I will be offering some special discounts on the website. So
excellent.
Come directly there. We can do that. And also, if they want to work with me directly, they can contact me again through the website,
mm-hmm.
and we can set up a phone appointment or a Skype appointment, or if they're coming to Sedona, they can come see me in person.
Excellent, Jana. I'm sure everybody can hear what a delight and a compassionate healer we have on the other end of this line. And I want to thank you for joining us. And that's our show for today. And just keep your feedback coming. I love it. I appreciate it. And it helps make things a whole lot easier on my end. So until next time, everybody, keep your energy flowing. Namaste.
Namaste.